Hi, this is your host, Gareth Rice, and you're listening to Canadiana Suite on UMFM 101.5 radio station. This is a radio program primarily dedicated to highlighting the works of the many talented Canadian jazz artists on the scene today. Joining us is Angela Verbrugge, here to talk about her newest album, Love for Connoisseurs, which releases this Friday. She's a Victoria-based vocalist who specializes in the swing style of the Great American Songbook, and has received critical acclaim for her vocal delivery and talent as a lyricist. Before the interview, let's explore some of the notable jazz singers set in the swing style, starting off with Blossom Dearie's take on the Dave Frischberg classic, My Attorney Bernie, and the ballad Someone to Watch Over Me, then to Dinah Washington's renditions of Cry Me a River and Love Walked In, ending with Etta James singing Bye Bye Blackbird.
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me. Lost in the wood, I know I could always be good to one who'd watch over me. Although some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he'll carry the key. Tell him, please, to put on some speed. Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me. Thank you.
You want me to sound like Julie London?
No, sound like Diana Washington.
Or would you rather me sound like Lady?
I'd like you to sound like Diana Washington.
I could sound like Spokane Washington.
I'd like you to sound like Diana Washington.
Say you're lonely. Said you cry the whole night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. 'Cause I cried a river over you. Say you're sorry for being so untrue. So what? Just cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. While you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now say you love me. Well, just prove you do. Go on and cry me a river. I'd like to see you cry a river. 'Cause I'm tired of crying over you. Well, love walked right in and drove the shadows away. Mm-hmm. Love walked right in and brought my sunniest day. One magic moment and my heart seemed to know. Love said hello, though not a word was spoken. One look and I forgot the gloom of the past. One look and I had found my future at last. One look and I had found a world completely new. When love walked right in with you. Thank you. gonna pack up all my care and woe. Here I go singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird. Well, somebody waits for me. Sugar is sweet, so is he. Bye, bye, blackbird. No one here can love and understand me. Oh, what a hard luck stories they all hand me. So make my bed light the light. I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye.
We'll be joined by Angela Verbrugg, a Victoria-based vocalist who specializes in the swing style of the Great American Songbook. As a lyricist, she's received critical acclaim and has played extensively around Canada. Her new record, Love for Connoisseurs, is set to release next Friday. How are you doing, Angela?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, no problem. So I guess the first question is, you're releasing a new album, like Love for Connoisseurs. What can you tell me about it?
Well, this is my second album, and for this one, I decided to make it something entirely original. And so I didn't really totally grasp how much work that was going to be, I think, at the outset. But what ended up happening was over the previous years leading up to the album, a few songs had started to catch my ear by composers based in New York and Vancouver. And I had drafts, maybe I had some drafts of lyrics for their songs, and maybe I had run a couple of the versions by them. And so when I applied for funding with the Creative BC and the BC government, and they gave me a grant toward my recording costs, but that also came with a deadline. So I had to swing into high gear, and I finished 9 songs by composers in New York and Vancouver, and 3 of my own songs, but all the songs on Love for Connoisseurs are my original lyrics.
Yeah, like what inspired creating those lyrics? Like, did you have any like plans in mind, or did you kind of have like a specific goal, like write chord progression and then write the lyrics afterwards?
Yeah, well, I guess each song is different. Each song is so different, but sometimes what happens with other people's compositions is when I do some deep listening, like on repeat, and I try to listen for a catchphrase. I try to listen for some sort of like possibly what will become the title. But in the case of enough's enough, enough's enough, like I heard that and I was like, okay, well, what could enough be enough of? And then it was like the pandemic and my kids were home from school and I thought, cleaning, enough cleaning, you know? So most people have had enough cleaning and, it, you know, that feeling when you get your house all clean, just really mopped and you've got the cupboard doors clean and then somebody comes in and they track in sand, they bring some groceries and then they start making cake and there's splatters from the batter and, you know, whatever it is that's happening. So then it becomes a matter of finding all the vignettes, the little stories for the verses and being able to resolve them with a rhyme scheme and within the verses in the case of a song of that form. Mr. Right was a little bit different because it doesn't have a rhyme scheme. It's Neil Miner's, the bassist Neil Miner's tune. So yeah, and then one of the songs that I wrote for the album, the one in French, Je ne veux pas te dire bonsoir, that one actually was the title track for my first album. And I thought, wouldn't it sound beautiful in French? And so set to work, actually kind of recycling my own song into another version, which was not unheard of by the jazz masters that, you know, recorded multiple versions of their songs, Monk or whoever, right? So so I was like, okay, well, I think it's acceptable to recycle, reuse. And actually now I went to London to perform in October and someone has written, a Brazilian guitarist there has written Portuguese lyrics for that song. So maybe that will be on the next project.
Yeah, covering all your lyric bases, I guess. Would you say that like singing in different lyrics, it kind of brings a different like energy to the tune and like you kind of think of it differently in terms of like phrasing your like words and stuff?
Yes, of course. Yeah, absolutely. You have a lot less room for phrasing, back phrasing in a more up-tempo tune. You've got to be right on it. Something like the one about cleaning or from the first album, I'm Running Late, which is more like kind of a bebop head. So there's a little bit of wiggle room here and there, but to honor, I think introducing new songs to the listening public, jazz vocalists, instrumentalists, you know, I want them to hear what the composer intended, whether that was me or one of my partner composers, Miles Black. Saul Burson wrote a tune here in Vancouver. And then in New York, Ray Gallen, a great pianist, Nick Hempton, saxophonist, Ken Bowser, saxophonist, and then, yeah, two by Neil Miner, and three by Ray. So that made up the whole album. So yeah, it really depends on the song. One of Ray's songs is in 3/4 feel. So again, you know, I get one time through and then I come in at the bridge. So I have a little bit more liberties going out, but I wanted to make sure that people, for the first recording of songs, there's a kind of responsibility to make sure that I'm not taking too many rephrase liberties or I want to keep the lyrics intact and the sense of the phrase for the most part. There's probably exceptions in there. No, once we talk about this, then I'll listen back and hear them all.
Right. Yeah. And I guess like as a vocalist, I'm pretty sure you're way familiar with like lyrics where you put lyrics to things and it's like, you hear the tune and it's like the lyrics are kind of,
yeah, it can be where the emphasis is on the wrong syllable. You've got the right number of them, but it doesn't quite work. So yeah, that is part of the, I mean, I'm definitely like kind of a nitpicky perfectionist when it comes to, especially when it comes to like, okay, the recording was coming up and a friend has a place that they were not a house on the ocean that they were not staying in at that time. They were elsewhere for business. And so I went up there and I just, really had to, you know, look myself in the mirror and be like, I can't live with that. I can't live with that verse. And I love the story that I created in it, but I can't find the rhyme scheme and resolve it cleanly and in a funny way, or in a, you know, in a poignant way, or whatever it is that was going on. And there comes a point sometimes where I have to abandon something that I like one aspect of. I guess that's like relationships too, right? You know, all of us have had dated some person that's like, oh, I really like this aspect of them. I really like this aspect of them. But then there's parts of them that, oh, I can't live with that. So then you have to move on to the, you know, your next.
Yep. Yeah. Like what kind of inspired your like gravitating towards the 1920s swing style? Cause there's like a ton of genres to choose from. So what kind of like inspired your shift into that?
Well, I mean, I've definitely been inspired by vintage musicals and bebop. And I really loved, when I was growing up in Kingston, Ontario, I would be, instead of renting like popular movies of the day, like in my day, we would have to still go down to the video store and walk around, and you'd see the VHSs, they'd all be displayed on the shelves, and you'd, you know, you kind of read the back and you pick three or four movies to bring home for the week or whatever it was, or the new release is only one night. So maybe my brother was picking Ghostbusters or whatever was coming out at the time, but I was choosing like the old Singing in the Rain or American in Paris, or the, you know, the vintage movie musicals with Marilyn Monroe. And so I think those songs, mostly more actually from the 30s and 40s, kind of really stayed in my brain and my sensibilities. And then I went to acting school in Toronto. So as an actress, I always liked songs that had sort of more of a story to them. Of course, a lot of our jazz standards are left, the particulars are left more to the imagination in many cases, of, you know, whether it's Alone, Together, you know, The Blinding Rain, and well, where is that, is, you know, like what is happening there? There may not be a verse that sets up exactly what's happening. But actually, for a couple of the songs that I wrote lyrics for the instrumentalists, they added a verse for me to set it up. The one about the red-haired love interest with the old-fashioned manners, 20th Century Fox, and A Jive Turkey, the one by Ray Gallen. He calls it Harm's Way. It was recorded with Kenny Washington and David Wong on Cellar Live release in May 2021. And when I wrote the lyrics, I renamed it Jive Turkey, and he helped by adding a verse so that I could kind of set up this story of why is she with this bad boyfriend who's kind of a loser, and we find out that he's very handsome and charismatic in some ways, and then, you know, how he kind of each of the A sections is like develops the story about, you know, how he went to her sister's wedding, and now he comes in late looking all disheveled. And then he makes a loud joke about how she looks like a sausage in a dress, and she's so embarrassed by this guy. And, you know, so yeah, so it depends on the song. I mean, these composers are definitely not from the 20s. These are composers that are living and working today, and they're having great recordings in a bebop style. And it's funny what happens when you bring it into the vocal jazz repertoire. It can sound a little bit more, you know, vintage movie, or, you know, it can sound a little bit more, but the same songs that contemporary bebop artists are recording right now.
I guess also your vocal style, it kind of reminded me, like it's really distinct quality. It kind of reminded me a lot of Blossom Dearie. So who would you say are your like vocal influences?
Well, I definitely listen to Blossom. I love her delivery and her phrasing and the way that she, as a pianist, that she also was able to deliver the songs and really tell the stories and a great swing feel and everything. But one of my, I didn't grow up with a jazz family, and I didn't have jazz in high school. I played classical piano. I played in the big band. I played trombone, but they were more sort of, you know, 1812 overture kind of arrangements or whatever, or Star Wars or whatever. When I got into acting school in Toronto, I started, and I was in a Anything Goes cold quarter. But I started going out to like the library and playing through old movie scores and going to jazz, like at places like I just got to do a gig at the Rex, and that's where I used to go and hear music when I was a student. That was kind of nice to come full circle and be back where I was influenced. In terms of other vocalists, Diana Krall was immensely popular around that time that I started listening to music. So I remember going to hear her at the Grand Theater in Kingston and getting her Love Scenes album, the Russell Malone. I love that recording. And then I got these like box sets, you know, like the best of Ella Fitzgerald, 4 CDs, or the Mercury Songbook. And there were a lot of recordings, Sarah Vaughan, Dinah Washington, Ernestine Anderson, those that kind of era of Anita O'Day, the 50s, the 40s and 50s jazz singers, Chris Connor, to some extent, Peggy Lee, Doris Day, you know, all of those, the kind of sentimental ladies of song into the more bebop and big band vocal jazz era.
Yeah. Yeah, and also going back to your lyrics as well, it reminded me of a bit of like Tave Fischberg, where he kind of had like those kind of cheeky lyrics, but they were kind of like, they fit really well into the song. Like, for example, like, yeah, I'm running late, like the lyrics, like they're pretty like on the nose, but the rhythms fit really well. The rhyme scheme too, yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I really admire the work that Fischberg did, and I'm sad I never got to meet him in person, but I have a copy of the book about his life. It was interesting to read. And he's got, I like that he's not, I think I found in vocal jazz, like, okay, you want to have these sets that entertain people, that make them laugh, that make them cry, that make them remember their own experiences with new love, love gone wrong, whatever, as over the course of the evening. And I didn't find as many songs that were funny, you know, like, we have for the 10th, you know, the millionth time, we have like, you say either and I say either, and or those kinds of songs, you know, that were cute in their day, and they're still cute. I still enjoy them, of course, but other than Fischberg, there weren't as many people kind of evolving those because we weren't writing, you know, a lot of those songs were previous to Fischberg, were written for musicals that were characters songs, you know, in one way or another. They were setting up some sort of romantic comedy gone wrong, some where the two can't get along, and so they have a duet or whatever to resolve it. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Fischberg is, and definitely like Blossom when she sang Peel Me a Grape and those kinds of songs. And there, it's kind of a list song, and Running Late is sort of a list song and all the reasons for being late. So I definitely appreciate Fischberg as a trailblazer in creating some of that repertoire.
Yeah. One of your colleagues in Toronto, Katie George, she kind of also plays into that niche that you do with like 1920s like new standards and like old standards. Have you ever collaborated on a gig with her or anything?
Oh, we haven't done anything in person yet, although we hung out in Montreal last summer. But Katie acted as the associate producer for this album from remote. Yes. We never got to actually meet until at the end of it, but she hopped on Zoom with me on a regular basis because all of a sudden during the pandemic, you know, it was possible to do that and collaborate. It didn't matter if you were actually, you weren't supposed to get together with people anyway, so it didn't matter if they were 3 blocks away or all the way in Montreal, other than the time zone. Katie, she's got great, great instincts for everything, and she's got an incredible ear. So I would try things out for her, and you know, she would definitely flag some things that in an effort to prepare for the recording as well as after the recording. She did come in via Zoom even to the recording at one point. Even after the recording, listening to the mixes, listening to the different takes and that kind of thing, she acted as a trusted associate producer for me. So I'm very, very grateful for her her time and incredible expertise that she's already developed at her age. It's amazing what a hard worker she is.
Yeah. Also, you're releasing this record, I think, through Gutstring Records as well. Can you speak about your relationship with that record company?
Sure. Gutstring is based in New York. It's run by Neil Minor, one of the composers that wrote two of the songs on that album. And he put out the first album as well. It's run more as an artist collective. You still do most of the things yourself, but then you don't have to give up any royalties, really. It's like kind of a collection of like-minded artists that put their music out under that flag, really.
Well, yeah, I guess going off of that, do you have any like future gigs or any future projects planned besides your album release?
Well, yeah, the album release is March 25th, 2022. And in the month leading up to it, I had the chance to go across Canada with the music. So I had it was a pleasure to have the same trio for 3 dates in BC. Miles Black and Ken Lister and Buff Allen and I toured the music. And then in Calgary, I met New York City pianist and my co-composer, Ray Gallen. And we worked with different rhythm sections for Calgary, Edmonton, Toronto, Kingston, Ottawa, and flew home from Ottawa into New York, meet at Victoria, BC now, where I'm living. And so that was a real pleasure to get to hear my music brought to life in different venues with different rhythm sections. In Toronto, we had Neil Swainson and Terry Clark, and, you know, and then met some new friends in Alberta I hadn't worked with before. So I think it's always a thrill for artists in this climate where, you know, you get one gig and you have one chance to present your album or your tribute and then it's over, to if you can set up multiple dates and see how the music evolves and get more than one chance to perform it. And in the fall, I actually got to bring the music to Istanbul and London, sang in Berlin and in Spain. So yeah, that was really neat. So in April, I'm going to a conference in Germany and going to sing in Berlin prior to the conference. That's going to be nice. But yeah, I've got to get, it's like the thing about trying to, you know, work as a jazz artist is there's some time on stage and then there's a lot of time at the computer just emailing, and, you know, I've been stuffing envelopes to go out to radio and rewriting materials and outreach and follow up and uploading stuff. It's a lot of administration as well.
Yeah, we're just basically all office managers. We're just a secret cabal of office managers. It's all a conspiracy. Yeah. So thanks so much for being on the show. Are there any tracks from the album that you'd like to play out with?
Maybe they'd like to hear, it's up to you. You've listened through. What do you think? What were you thinking?
Well, I really liked the French one you did, like Je te dis bonsoir. That was cool.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Or This Is Manhattan is one of Neil Minor's songs. It's kind of neat. Or Enough's Enough, the one about cleaning. Yeah, I don't know. They're my babies, so it's hard to just like pick one. But yeah, you go with the French one then. That's cool, because that's all CanCon. It's my composition and lyrics, and in our second national language. So yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Thanks to Angela Verbrugge for being here on the show. We'll finish off the set with a track from her upcoming album entitled Je ne veux pas dire bonsoir, then on to her 2019 album, The Night We Couldn't Say Goodnight, with Speak Softly Love, originally from The Godfather, and Plus Je t'embrasse, then end with a beautiful piano string quartet piece by Yves Levay called Le Reservoir. This is Canadiana Suite, signing off. Thank you.
charme, tout entier m'inonde. Tout seul dans la nuit noire, je ne veux pas te dire bonsoir. Les étoiles scintillent, tes yeux tendres et tout petits. Je veux seulement te voir, je ne veux pas te dire bonsoir. Mais je sais, l'amour est dangereux, je ne peux contrôler que si peu. Maintenant, je sens qu'il est trop tard. En fait, je le sais déjà. Mon cœur a fait son choix. Un nouveau monde ce soir. Au clair de lune d'ivoire, je ne veux pas te dire bonsoir.
Softly, love, so no one hears.
but the sky. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and all because you came into my world with love so softly, love.
Plus j'aime t'embrasser, plus je t'enlace, plus j'aime t'enlacer. Le temps qui passe ne peut rien y changer. Mon cœur bat quand tu t'en vas, mais tu vas bien quand tu reviens. Car plus je t'embrasse, plus j'aime t'embrasser. Je ne peux m'en lasser. J'en ai tellement envie que j'oublie tout dans la vie. Cette chanson, c'est ce que j'aime t'embrasser. Bah, 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 plus je t'embrasse, plus j'aime t'embrasser. Plus je t'enlace, plus j'aime t'enlacer. L'âme qui passe ne peut rien y changer. Mon goût bat quand tu t'en vas, mais tu vas bien quand tu reviens. Car plus je t'embrasse, plus j'aime t'embrasser. Je ne peux m'en lasser. J'en ai tellement envie que j'oublie tout dans la vie. Cette chanson, c'est ce que j'aime t'embrasser. Plus j'aime t'embrasser. C'est ce que j'aime t'embrasser. Plus tu me mets, plus je t'aime.
Thank you.